It's always that first moment that's the best, you know? That moment when the lights are dimmed and the only real flashes to your vision is my body and my skin, so much of it showing. Just glowing in the candlelight as they flicker. Flicker and the light hits my thighs, nice and thin with a bit of muscle. The lights flicker and your eyes go up a little bit, because naturally you're where you belong, on your knees. Gazing up, worshipfully, devotion, explicit on your expression. You know this, and yet you still feel so blank, so completely devoid of any thought other than admiration, than sincere desire to please and be commanded. Despite being on your knees like the little slave you are, you still somehow feel the virtue and honor of the white knight serving his lady in days of old, where you can be powerful and masculine and still be so easily be brought to your knees by the right woman. And in that state of mind, as you stare up, you feel my gaze on you. You look up and past the edges of my nice big tits, past my pokey little nipples. You see me staring down at you. My gaze knowing, because I know what I do to you. My gaze understanding, because I understand you better than anyone else. My gaze exciting, because it's also very exciting right now. And also affectionate, as you see me bring my hands down. As one hand grasps your head, puts my fingers in your hair, grasps them together, pulling a little as I push your head down. My other hand holding a nice leather strap. A strap that you've often felt against your ass, as I told you that you'd have to earn it. And you've wanted to earn it so very badly. More than anything, every time I slap that leather piece against your ass, you think of it. You think of my mercy, that the side with the metal O-ring is not the side that is striking you, leaving marks on you, leaving little spots of color that just scream that you're fucking mine. You breathe so deeply, so easily, as you feel me lift it, just the gentle, cool touch of the front of it hitting the front of your throat. Your Adam's apple just quivers a little as it rises, as it falls, and it presses and fights and surrenders, as my other hand comes forth and grasps the side to meet in the middle, to buckle it up. And all you can feel is peace. Wonderful, sweet release. Release from the world, release from any pressures and powers, because in this moment, none of that is important. All that is important is that you are mine. Is that you hear that? Snick. As I click the lock shut. As your head lulls limply, you find that you are completely incapable of moving. Not until I say something to wake you up. Not until I give you a command, an order, a purpose, something you can do to please me, anything to please me, because you need to. You need to so badly, don't you, baby? And that's perfect. You're perfect. My perfect little slave.